Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. That doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York. Never sleep, and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, up to you, New York, New York, New York.
All right, we are live here on Journey into the Light, also live on Facebook. Live, we got free readings for the next 30 minutes, so just call on into the show, 347-884-8245. We have open lines. You can get yourself a free reading right now with Linnea Starr. That's right, Linnea Starr. She's here Mondays and Thursdays here at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So call on in right now. Pick up the phone. Call in. Press the 1 on your phone, okay? And and we're glad that you are here. And got some people in the Facebook chat. Thanks for being here. Christine Nicole, thanks for being here. Hey, Nikki. Victoria. And Elizabeth, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the love here on Journey into the Light Radio. After this, we're going to have a medical intuitive. He's actually a former doctor. Scott Warner will be here at the bottom of the hour taking your calls for a medical intuitive questions. And then we start our evening show starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Psychic Deborah will be back. And then after that, Kendra will be here, psychic medium. She was on Thursday. She is wonderful, and she's going to be back. So, and I do want to say here on the show page, if you wanted to donate to our mission, our homeless mission, Love in Action, we are offering anybody who is able to donate $100, we are going to send a special gift of, you'll see it on the show page, it's a beautiful bottle of Lord's Water in Lord's, France. It's a beautiful blue bottle with Bernadette and Mother Mary on there, and so anybody that, and we're going to do that now until whenever, so you know, it's all about helping others. And today I was had a really busy morning and really afternoon too, doctor's appointments, and just had a nurse therapeutic on my legs. I've really had a tough time, but it's really helped out. But anyway, what I wanted to say was, when I was on my way home, there, I wasn't out on my homeless work, but I saw a guy who just happened to be right next to me in the, but next to my car, and he was in a wheelchair, and he had just two half limbs, and I thought, you know, there's no question, you know, I grabbed my homeless money and gave, I didn't get a picture, I didn't think it was right to do that. And so, but he was very happy, very appreciative. And that's what it's all about, guys. It's all about helping others. And hopefully we have a very positive day and donations, and people know what it's about. Last night's show was hard to connect with people, but that's fine. Sometimes you'll find nights like that, but I'm feeling tonight's going to be different. And you know, the links are on the show page if you would like to place a donation. Not required, so call on in. We have open lines, 347-884-8245. Hello, Kim. And so let's go and to our phones here. And looks like we got a – and if you're called in to speak to Linnea, press the 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone. Okay, we got a lot of callers calling in, so that's always great. Great thing about going on Facebook. Brings in a lot more of a crowd, so that's nice. And let's bring in – so make sure if you're on Facebook, call in even if you don't want a reading, because that way you can hear the whole show, okay? I know on Facebook you only can hear me. That's why you need to call the show or click on the link so you can hear Linnea, you can hear the callers, all that good stuff, okay? But make sure you press the 1 on the phone to speak to Linnea. And let's bring up Linnea Starr to the show. Welcome, Linnea. How you doing?
Hi, thank you. I'm sorry to hear that you're under the weather. I hope that you're feeling a little bit better. I hope the medical intervention gave you some relief. And I do see a great healing color of yellow around you, an aura. So I'm going to say, I think you're on the road to recovery. Please take care. Don't ignore, you know, any kind of medicals, and just get the right treatment, which you seem to be doing. So that's good news.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. And yes, I, after the treatment just finished, I do feel a lot better. So you need to keep
good.
Doing that.
Good.
So yeah.
Good. And
thank
the song, the New York song, I love it. So yeah. Every week is a wonderful new song. So thank you so much for that. My dad was born in Brooklyn, so that's like a kiss from the other side. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
That's nice. It's always good. Start the show off with Blue Eyes. So yeah, I can't go wrong there. So
not at all.
Linnea. Yeah. What's the topic today?
Yeah, actually, you were the inspiration for my choice tonight. You know, we've been communicating together now since last fall, and it gets better and better. And I really admire how you bring so many light workers to your show to give, you know, the hope and the enlightenment. and all of the spiritual work that you do. And I do believe you are aptly named Michael the Archangel, St. Michael. He is the connector to the soul. He guards us against all evil and paves the way for goodness and light. And he often carries a big shield, and that's to protect him in his journey. And he's also the protector of our wonderful police officers. St. Michael is the guardian angel of all people who work for that, you know, venue. So I'm going to say, in thinking about what I was selecting, I thought, you know what? Michael, our light worker, seems to be a crusader for spiritualness. So I chose that topic tonight. And I do think that, you know, you are aptly named. So thank you for all your good work.
Well, that's beautiful. It's really touching you say that. I'm not an angel, but I just do the things I think we should be doing. So, but I appreciate it.
Well, you're an example. You know, you're an example. And I think to do all of the missionary work, which is what you're doing, the outreach work, that just inspires us to do the same outreach work. And it's hands across the water. So you start the pebble by throwing it in the water, and it reverberates to include everybody that hears your message. So I think that's very meaningful. So thank you again so much.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I hear from so many people, they might not donate to the cause, but they tell me, ever since I've heard you talking about this, Mike, since last Christmas, I've done things in my community just from hearing you, and it's inspired me. So.
Right,
that
you're paying
great.
It forward. You're paying it forward, and the thing is that sometimes when we see it in action, as you know, you're providing, then we're spurred to go do something. You know what? I think I'd like to do that. And I think the feeling that you get when you give back like that, there isn't anything that can compare to it. It's just such a contentment to know that you can give back to someone who isn't as fortunate as we are. And I think that's the whole message. You know, help your brother. It's in the Bible. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And the thing is, if you can help them a little bit, that's going to give them the hope that they need to succeed, where perhaps they might not have had that venue if we had not opened, you know, our generosity to them.
Right. Like I put the video up this weekend. Something told me to go see Charles Saturday night, and I went to go see Charles about dark, and I put it on video. And of all things, it was Charles's birthday at midnight.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, what a beautiful time. And gave him a birthday gift. And I said, next Saturday evening, I'm going to take you out for your birthday dinner. So we're going to do that Saturday night. So. That will be fun.
So see, you're spreading the lightness, and especially on his date of birth. That was phenomenal. Good for you. Very, very wonderful.
It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. All right. Well, let's get to some callers here and see who we can help here with Linnea Starr. And again, if you want to contact Linnea, your contact information is on the show page. It's LinneaStarr.com. Phone number 978-549-7802. Yes, she does do private reading, so give her a call. Let's go to area code 949. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Exodus, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, how are you? What a great name. I really like that. That has a lot of biblical biblical connotations. And may I ask you what question you would like to pose to the universe tonight? What would you like to find out?
I'd like to know, well, are you doing medium readings today? Or
yeah,
just
I am. Of like, course, yeah, both. It's a combo, right?
I would like
whatever you want.
I'm about to be a grandmother for the first time, and my mom has been deceased since 2009, and I just wanted to know if she had any messages for me in regards to this.
All right, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm going to say she showed me February, your mom. Do you have a connection to the month of February at all?
Well, my daughter is the one that's having the baby, and her birthday is in February.
All right, well, bingo. We got the birth month. Thank you. And she says February 8th. To the 19th. When is your beautiful daughter born?
My daughter was born February 22nd, 1997.
All right, great. So that time period that I just gave you was the time you were waiting for your beautiful child to arrive. So it was a very, you know, beautiful period of life. You were waiting for your daughter to join the earth plane. Why does your mother say Elizabeth? Do you have someone with that name around you?
Elizabeth? No.
Well, I hear that medically it could be connected to the birth of the beautiful child. What is the month of the birth for the baby? Don't tell us the date, but when is the month that the child is due?
August.
All right, great. Your mother is showing me an angel's kiss or a stork bite. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. Some babies are born with a little tiny pink mark on their head, their shoulder, their neck, and it disappears. It doesn't stay. I call it an angel's kiss. Doctors call it a stork bite. Your mother says you're going to get that beautiful temporary birthmark, and that's where she kissed the baby before the baby came to you. Are you going to be in the delivery room when your beautiful daughter gives birth?
I would like to.
All right, well, I think she might want her mother there. Naturally, this is, you know, a very special time, and having your mom there, I think, is a very important aspect of all this. You know, you are watching this miracle happen. Your mother keeps showing me a cross. So does someone have anything with a spiritual connection to a cross? Was your mother a Christian woman?
Yes.
All right, well, she's shown me a special, you know, symbol of the cross. And were you with your mother, sadly, when she passed away?
No.
All right, well, sometimes, you know, we're not able to be there, and I think sometimes they want to spare us that part of life. It can be pretty emotional and traumatic. She does show me keys, so I'm going to say there are keys for you, a new opportunity in regards to your own venue. What do you do for work? What is your profession?
I'm a hairstylist.
All right. Well, have you received any kind of accolades for best of? Did you get any kind of, you know, popularity venue from your community? Has that happened to you or your salon at all?
I've recently just become an instructor on the side, and I'm really enjoying that.
All right. Well, that's, you know, a perk, but I'm going to say there could be something where it says best of. Best professor, best salon, so she's showing me that. And she keeps showing me October around you. Do you have a connection to October at all?
She was born in October. My mother's birthday was then.
All right, well, she's showing me October. And she's asking for, looks like a ring. Sometimes, you know, our loved ones want us to wear the jewelry. Do you have any ring that might have been connected to your mother at all?
Yes, I do.
Are you wearing it tonight?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, a lot of people don't realize that sometimes when you have a piece of jewelry that was given to you by a loved one or owned by the loved one, it has a little bit of the energy within. It keeps a little bit of the person's energy. So she says, when you're wearing that jewelry, it keeps me closer to you. So I think she's trying to ask if, you know, this to be a possibility because it keeps her vibration very strong. And she is showing me Christmas Eve, December 24th. Why is she showing me that? Does that mean anything other than Christmas Eve for you or your family?
Well, Christmas Eve was always real special when the kids were little. She used to spend the night. And Christmas morning would always be fun because, you know, she would be there.
All right, well, I'm going to say maybe she's taking you back, you know, into the time memory thing. And why does she ask for her youngest child? Where are you in the birth order in the family? Where are you in, you know, her line of succession for her children? Where are you?
I'm the eldest and only girl, and then I have two younger brothers.
All right, well, she's asking for the youngest. So are you close to that particular gentleman?
I am very close to him.
All right, well, she's sending love to everyone, you know, and she's thinking about her younger boy. She also said there could be a new job opportunity around the younger man, maybe a change in his venue, maybe in his profession. And she keeps talking about the tires on your car. Did you fix one, change one, buy one? Have you done something with the tires on your vehicle recently?
No, but that's interesting. I was driving the other day and it felt like it was off a little bit. So maybe there's something going on.
She's a car angel. So she says, I think it might be a back tire. She said there's something, a glitch, and she's wanting you to have that looked at. And, you know, your name is very biblical. So I'm going to say, do you have your mother's prayer book or your mother's Bible? Did someone keep that, do you know?
I may have it. I can look for it.
All right. Well, she's telling me there's something written in the margin of Matthew, the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So if you have a chance to look for that, there's something written there, and I think it has to do with their children. And she keeps showing me a green dress, a green outfit. Why is she showing me green? Do you recall her wearing something with like an emerald green color? Do you remember that at all?
No, I don't. I don't remember.
Well, through your photos, she said there was a wedding or something she went to. And why did she say 1972, 1973? Does someone have a connection to 72 or 73 in your life?
I don't know. I would have to think about that, not that I'm aware of.
Well, how old would your mother have been in 1973, do you know?
Well, she had me when she was 19, and I'm now 52, so... I was born in 65.
All right, so that was before you were a little girl. So you were a young child. Now she's taking you back when you were a little girl. And why does she show me the letter J around you? Does someone have the letter J in their name?
J. Offhand, I can't think of anyone, but can she tell me anything about my daughter's boyfriend, because I'm a little worried about that situation?
Well, I'm going to say I picked up some hesitancy when you were responding to me. So I'm going to say, I think, how long have they been together?
A little bit over a year.
Well, I think fatherhood is going to help him grow up. I get a very immature individual. He's rather young for his age. So I'm going to say I think being a father is going to be a step up. And is he supportive of your lovely daughter, I hope? Are they in is he supportive around her right now?
He has issues with addiction. So he's, as far as I can tell, he's been supportive. But I think she kind of vouches for him a lot.
All right, well, I'm going to say being a father, does make you realize that, there are certain obligations that we're going to have to deal with. So I think having the baby in his life is going to be a very good thing. It's going to be a motivator. So where do they live? Do they live in your area?
Yes, they live about 20 minutes away.
All right, well, I'm going to say I think that, give him a chance. They're young. How old is this young man? Is he around your daughter's age?
He is actually older. She's 20, and he will be 28 in August.
All right. Well, I think she's, a stabilizing factor in his life. I think he's trying to step up to the plate. Is he in a treatment program? Is he in counseling to help him with his problem?
No.
All right. Well, I think she might be discussing with him the possibility that he needs to get into a professional modem to help him. Sometimes it's hard to do it on their own. Why do I see the court system? Has he been involved in any kind of legal issues at all?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's another detriment. I think, sometimes it's a revolving door. And if you don't get the help you need, sometimes you go back to that venue because you don't know any better. And it's really, a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I'm going to say I think the baby coming into his life is going to be, an impetus for improvement. I think her love of him is very important. I think she's a stabilizing factor in his vibration. And why does your mother say Mary? Do you have a Mary or a Marie around you?
Well, I know that Mary was my grandmother on my dad's side.
All right, well, I guess your mother is with Mary, the other grandmother. And Mary is also the Blessed Mother. So if she shows me, a religious icon, I would say that this blessing is going to have many repercussions, most positively the joy of this new life and also helping the father to kind of step up to the plate and address his addictions. Why is she giving me the letter S? Does somebody have the letter S around you?
Yes, we're all S's. Well, not me, but my daughter that's having the baby's name begins with an S.
All right, well, I think you got some things to help you. Please let us know what comes true. And she says August 15th to the 25th. When is the beautiful baby due?
Yes, the baby is due on the 15th.
Dude, hi. That was a bingo. I think you got some stuff. So good luck. Let us know what comes true and enjoy your beautiful baby. That's a wonderful, wonderful time in your life. Enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye now.
Okay, great, great connection there. Let's take one more quick call. We just have a couple of minutes here. 708, Illinois. Can we get your first name and your quick question?
Hi, this is Patricia, and I would love to hear some great news that I'm going to be getting a job.
Yeah, the last few weeks it seems I'm a career counselor for everybody. I don't know how that happened. Everyone wants the job. There you go. I'm just going to say that, you know, it's true. I should open up a career company. I think what they're saying is that you put the thought out there. You know, if you're looking for something and you're really, really wanting it, you can say, universe, help me. I'm really, really unhappy. I need to find what I want. Why do they say Diana around you? Do you have a Diana or a Diana in your life?
It's a friend of my sister's, Matt.
All right.
Yes.
I hear that in personnel. I hear that. No, I hear that in a work situation. What is your exact profession? What do you do?
It's working with kids.
All right. Well, I'm going to say I hear the name Diana. And they're also showing me a parochial school or a parochial agency. Does somebody work with a social service agency that might be a parochial involvement? Someone work with the church or someplace that's helping children?
Not that I know of right now.
Well, it says that you might. So I'm going to say put your resume out there, put the thoughts out there, and they are showing me St. Joseph. Does anyone have a connection to St. Joseph's Church or St. Joseph's School, do you know?
No, just the St. Joseph Cemetery.
All right, and where is that? Is that near you?
Yeah, my aunt's there.
All right, well, I got a reference. It's a spiritual reference. It doesn't mean anything wrong. Was this lady a very close connection to you when she was here on the earth plane?
Oh, yes. Yes, very much.
All right, was she like a godmother to you? All right, well, I think you have a godmother who's a guardian angel. She gave you a point of reference. That's not where she is, but is a comfort place. It's a sanctuary, a spiritual sanctuary. And she says by September, you will find something that I think is more in sync with what you want. So thank you so much. Let us know what comes true and have a great night.
Thank you very much.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. Glad we got it in. All right, Linnea, great, great show as always.
Thank you.
See you on Thursday.
You.
Have a great week.
Yes, thanks again, Michael. Take care. Feel better. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, we have a medical intuitive coming up next now. Scott Warner, a former doctor, and he takes your medical questions, okay? It's the only doctor we have on the show. So he has, if they have any medical questions, any herbal questions. So everybody call back in because this show is going to end with Linnea, but then the next show starts. So everybody call back in. If you're on Facebook, stay where you're at. That's not going to change. But let me